RadioMD.com. Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We hear about skin cancer and the ozone and what to do about skin cancer. And recently in the media, President Jimmy Carter shared with the world that he has melanoma. So can you prevent it? Is this a really scary type of cancer that is always kind of hopeless? Or are there things you can do? My guest is Dr. Omid Mammar. I love to say that name. He's an active clinical assistant professor at Northwestern University and medical director of the Academic Dermatology and Skin Cancer Institute. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're seeing a lot in the media about melanoma. Is this a preventable cancer or not?
So it all depends at what stage you catch it. If you catch it when it's at its infancy, when it's only in the top layer of skin, removing it, it's about as close to 100% cure as it comes.
Wow.
The deeper it gets, the less treatable it is. So that's why it's so important, first and foremost, to get a regular skin check. It's easy. It's not like you have to run through some machine or do some invasive test. Someone who's got an acumen for this is going to give you a once-over.
Okay, so what's involved? You get a once-over, and they look at your moles.
So they're looking for a couple of things.
And
the most important things to look for is what we call the American Academy of Dermatology, the ABCDEs. A is for asymmetry of a mole. So if you look at a mole and you can't fold it in your mind's eye on its own, that's asymmetric. If a mole has choppy borders, what we call the borders of Maine, as opposed to the smooth borders of California, then that's a suspicious mole. If the color is more than one, if it's dark, brown, reddish, or even white, having a white little dot in the center of it, that's of interest. If the diameter is bigger than a pencil head eraser, or about 6 millimeters, that's of interest. And for me, the most important really is if it's evolving, changing. I don't like changing moles. I don't like a mole that's been sitting there for years and all of a sudden now it's changing. It's growing, it's shrinking, it's changing colors. All of those are considered evolving.
Go on, Dr. Mammar.
And one other thing is what I look for are moles that are ugly ducklings. You know, like you have a whole constellation of moles, especially for the moley people. And if you have more than 50 moles, by the way, you automatically have a higher chance of melanoma right there. So that means please make a good relationship with a local dermatologist and get biannual or at least annual skin checks. And if it's a mole is just what we call an ugly duckling, looks different from the rest of the gang, that's of interest. It's an outlier. It's, you know, you want to look at it a little closer. One way of looking at it closer, your dermatologist might do something called dermoscopy, where they have a device, it's a light-based device, that looks a few microns into the skin. And based on that pattern, you could determine, does it have suspicious characteristics? There's another device called Mellifying, which is a phenomenal device. I call it the CAT scan of skin. And it is very accurate in ruling out the dangers of a mole. For instance, if it says this mole is not dangerous, it is very accurate. And it can pick out 98.3% of melanomas. So they've given it 100 melanomas. It picked 98 of them out.
So, well, I think that my husband might have used a Mellifying when he found me. Where are they most likely? Because, like, my daughter has a mole on her temple, and we're recently concerned about this. She's just 12 years old. But where is there a certain spots on our body? We all have dark skin in my family, sort of Jewish Mediterranean skin. So I don't have any moles or anything, but we all kind of get concerned about that. Are there certain areas of our body where these are more likely to crop up?
Absolutely. So for men, usually we look up at the torso is where the majority of melanomas have been caught, and both in my personal experience too, especially the back, the upper back. That's, for some reason, that's where we find more melanomas. In women, it seems to be legs and extremities. We don't know why. But realize melanoma also increases with age too. Pediatric melanoma is very rare, though not unheard of.
And when you say that this is treatable, if it's caught in its infancy, and people have these little skin cancers, Dr. Mamar, taken off all the time. Some of my clients and patients have these things taken off all the time. Mm-hmm. And, little basal cell carcinomas, whatever, and they get the Mohs technique, they get these mm-hmm. things removed. Is that what happens with a melanoma, or is there radiation and things involved?
So melanoma is a different animal, and the standard of care for melanoma, and that's for very thin melanomas, meaning if it's biopsied and it's less than 1 millimeter thick, meaning it has gone no more than 1 millimeter into the skin. For that, Mohs can be used. Or there's something else called lentigo maligna melanoma, where it's melanoma on very sun-damaged skin, usually on the face. For that, Mohs has been shown to be an effective tool. But 99% of treatments for melanoma revolve around what's called a wide local excision. And depending on how deep that melanoma has gone is how wide that tissue is excised. For instance, if a melanoma is only in the top layer of your skin, what's called the epidermis, that's called melanoma in situ. For that, standard of care is excising half a centimeter, or essentially 5 millimeters, around the edge that you see, and taking that down to deep tissue. Done so, this is about 98% cure rate. 5 year, 98% cure rate. So this is when it's, you catch it at that stage, it's a no-brainer. If it goes beyond 1 millimeter.
So down into the layers of your skin, if it gets
down
deep,
into the layers. And if up until
you guys
that,
can tell this, right? Because we only have 1 minute left, Doc, and this is such
topic.
No, don't apologize. This is awesome, and you're obviously very brilliant. So how would you know if it's going lower? You see all those signs,
it's by
A,
biopsy.
B, C, D.
Only and only by
it
biopsy.
Is.
That's only done by biopsy. My main thing for your listeners, please look at your moles. Make sure nothing has changed. Have your partners look at your moles. Get a feel for them. See a doctor that's trained in this. This is what we do. This is what we went to school for. Scrutinize tough moles. Don't just ignore them. Careful with tanning. Careful with tanning. If your skin is changing color, if you're getting tan lines, you're damaging skin. And by damaging skin means you're damaging your DNA. And if you keep damaging it, that damage will stay permanently. And if you keep damaging it, you'll cause certain genes that help you protect against cancer, and you're going to destroy those genes. Don't do that.
Thank you so much. Don't do that from a Northwestern University skin doc. He knows what he's talking about. We have to wear sunscreen. Stay out of the sun if you can. Don't tan and look for asymmetry, borders, color, diameter, bigger than a pencil head, and an evolving mole. Get your annual skin checks. Let somebody who's qualified to do it, a good dermatologist, check you out and look all over you and make sure. So this is great advice here going in the weekend. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.